Good evening. I'm John Yang. Tonight, U.S. and other Western diplomats are busily trying to keep Israel and Hezbollah fighters from escalating attacks along the Israel-Lebanon border. Overnight, Israel said it hit a number of targets in Lebanon in retaliation for Saturday's rocket strike that killed 12 children and teens on a soccer field in the Israeli Golan Heights. While that response appeared to have been limited, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant vowed today that Hezbollah will pay a price.
I moved to the Army's Northern Command to see the response plans. This is Hezbollah we are talking about, Iran's proxy in the region. Hezbollah will not be cleared of this event, despite its ridiculous denials. It has committed the shooting and will bear a heavy price for its actions.
And fighting in Gaza continues. Gaza Health Ministry officials say at least 15 Palestinians are dead after two separate Israeli airstrikes on Khan Yunus. Israel says they're acting to prevent Hamas from regrouping. With just 100 days until Election Day, former President Donald Trump's running mate is stepping up attacks on the presumptive Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. Visiting a Minnesota diner, Senator J.D. Vance criticized Harris on the economy, immigration, and policing. Vance attacks don't seem to be dampening Democrats' enthusiasm, though. The Harris campaign says it raised $200 million in its first week. The campaign says most of the donations came from first-time contributors. In California, the weather is helping firefighters combat the state's largest wildfire so far this year. Cooler temperatures and higher humidity are bringing some relief to Butte County, the area that's about 100 miles north of Sacramento. Park fire there has burned about 600 square miles over a period of 4 days. Nearly 2,500 firefighters are battling the blaze, and they say they'll try to take advantage of the favorable conditions to make more progress. At the Paris Olympics, American women dominated in the pool. U.S. swimmers won gold and silver medals in the women's 100-meter butterfly. Tori Husk finished first, edging teammate Gretchen Walsh by 0.04 of a second. And Simone Biles made a triumphant return to the Olympic stage after pulling out of the Tokyo Games 3 years ago. The most decorated gymnast of all time overcame a minor calf injury she aggravated during warm-ups. After a doctor checked her out and with her lower leg taped, Biles was the top all-around qualifier today and moves on to Thursday's final. And Irish writer Edna O'Brien has died. In a career that spanned nearly six decades, O'Brien went from outcast to the pride of Ireland. Her debut novel, Country Girls, told the story of young Irish women struggling in an oppressive, male-dominated world. It was banned in Ireland, but acclaimed abroad. Her more than 20 books challenged Irish society's views on gender, sex, and religion. O'Brien had recently talked about being treated for cancer. She was 93. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, how a shortage of pediatricians is putting kids at risk for a lifetime of poor health. And one woman's fight for the rights of Americans with disabilities.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.